G2, number 3B.
Today, and is that tomorrow? See, we say that if that is so, then there is such a intensity of all ideas at the same time, a gathering really in the focus of ideas, so that all the infinite ideas, infinitely reflecting us, infinitely infinitely exponential with this, how do you say, unendlich hoch unendlich. Friedel, can you help me out? Well, really, what it is, this is infinity, I think, huh? Can you, it's mathematically. Do you know that? Just as you have, two, what do you call? Power of infinity. You have the power of two. So it's the second power of two. Well, here is the infinite power of the infinite. That is what happens here. See? Because here, nothing else but the whole of infinity can gather. But, this dissatisfies me. So doesn't it dissatisfy me? Because it has no diversification. It's such an intensity of light that it has no diversification in it, no classification in it, no individualization in it. And therefore, if we would leave it at this functional sense, we would really be thrown back through the mirror, right, thrown back to the infinite as just a circle of infinitude without structure. And that, I think, this is the turning point. This is the turning point, what comes afterwards. What comes especially tomorrow, what makes really, I think, the whole being of such, makes it so colorful, so, yeah, colorful. See? Because what is missing here, you see, is the diversification, classification, individualization of this without losing anything of the infinitude. But not all again losing itself in the infinite. This is the great point that I think all the various sciences today bring out. That they don't define anymore any subject by a definition. But they define it here not as a point, as a statement, as a definition, but as a structure. And structure naturally implies then the diversification, classification, individualization of systems upon systems. Terrific. And we see that how thought is led further. But before we go as far as that, I just leave this here as that functional sense which we all know and which we all are familiar with. And so I want to go further to the next step. You can take this away. No, just take it away. Thank you. At the next step, namely to the operational thinking, where I tried to present it first as the atomistic, and then as the linear, and then as the functional, and now I feel I can introduce, as a further step, the operational thinking. Now, the operational thinking, we know from that this is that has to do with the four ways of how being operates through the holy city. But it is really this. The holy city as a city four square, as the operational sense of the world, the Christ, Christianity, and science. May I put just this as Christ and this as Christianity and science? See, it is the city four square, the four ways of operation as world, Christ, Christianity, and science. So here, the world, and the Christ Christianity science as a closed system. The system that takes everything in, which embraces everything. At the moment, Mrs. Daly goes further and wants to show this holy city as the four cardinal points. The word, Christ, Christianity, and science. Then we have an open system. An open operation. Why is it an open system? You can see it at once. Why is it an open system? Because it lends itself to infinite calculation. It lends itself to take this and this, the word and Christ, and have all sorts of degrees within it. See, it lends itself that you have, again, something in being there must exist something quite terrific. In being there must exist something which says, I can take the whole redundant universe and put it into categories, like here, into an open system, making it so simple, and yet taking nothing away from that redundant universe, because I can, through these categories, define every little point round on the compass. All around it, every point, I can define myself. See, if we come back to the question of science, that science is that which takes everything back to categories, that's one side of science, and the second, that it is creative. At the moment we have these categories and know these categories, and the clearer we feel them as categories, the more we can close the book and the more we can open the universe for us. And so this is the open system of the operational thinking, which is naturally deduced from the closed system, and we'll later see what it is and what it can do. Yes. Now, this is, again, a subject which is familiar practically to everyone, and so I only want to show one thing, namely what connection this operational thinking has with our fundamental subject, namely to bring the horizontal into the vertical. See, every time I try to show what is that funny phenomena, which we had, if you remember the curve, you know the curve, what is that funny phenomena here that makes the horizontal to become a vertical? What is it, you see? This we must find out. This is what every science feels. This is what physics feels. This is what anthropology feels. This is what everybody feels, you see. What on earth is this thing here that happened around about our age that made the horizontal to be a vertical? And so we know a lot about these four sides. Most of us, as I look around, know this. I don't have to explain it, except for one thing, to show that this again is helping to bring the linear into the vertical. It is like this. Say, if we take the word, we know the word is usually that which is the ascending sense of the word, going up the ladder, like this. And see? Huh? See? It's the word. It's again still a process, so to say. Well, we have the Christ. The Christ is that which comes down. Therefore, it's always coming down, like this. The Christ is that. Oh, this is not too good. Well, anyway, it's fairly hot under this thing here. See? But it comes down just to one point? Or does it come to, come down to every situation, to every point of experience, to every level of thought? Yes, that's the very innate nature of everything. Therefore, let's see that the child is coming down like this. You see, to every level, to every point, not only to one, everyone. So that every level or every thought is touched, and therefore bringing forth, this reality is the outcome of the title, therefore bringing forth a whole faith, a whole expansion, I would say, of the Christ experience. The Christ experiencing itself through every of these points, you can take them to here, see, to here, to here, to every point, and therefore we can see the whole expansion, so to say, as Christianity. But in the picture, how I would show it graphically, it's always a symbol. I shouldn't be supposed to have symbols. It's the symbol of the world where thought rises and rises until it has our whole concept of the world. The moment we seek, we find, it comes down to us, it comes down, it comes down, it comes down, it comes down constantly, and so fills our whole experience, our whole life surface, so to say, with the child's impulsion. So it's still process. It's still, in a sense, linear. So still a process of going on. Whereas then science comes along and says, I take in the whole. Now, don't laugh at what something like that, huh? This is science. Again, you see, in this way, I hope it is somehow explicable, that it again shows that the word Christ, Christianity are a way, a horizontal way still, an operational horizontal way, no more just a linear horizontal way, but an operational horizontal way, to get at the point of science, which is being again. Whereas the word, usually as seeking, the child is finding, Christianity as using, or the practical sense of it, and science as being, therefore no more process. Again, we can see that the more, therefore, our consciousness is structured into that operational those operational categories of work, Christ, and Christianity, that it helps to bring about science, being. And therefore, science is including the work, Christ, and Christianity. And, yes, as we will see just later. I think we take the next one, mantra, and showing, I come back to what I said about it just a little later. Here I want to show the operational, see, that, is it readable somehow? Here I want to show the operational in the question, what is God? You see how careful I have become. I would have said that in the definition of God. Now I say the question, what is God? It's shown as the incorporeal, divine, supreme, infinite, which is the four, the operational, operating as the seven. Now, operating as the seven, really, we must see, what does it mean? See, Mrs. Eddy couldn't, at her time, really write the textbook as she perhaps would write it today. Today, where all the textbooks are just full of graphs and what you call charts and so on, she would perhaps have written that answer differently. Namely, perhaps she would have written it like this, that it is incorporeal, divine, supreme, infinite, and then a bracket. Oh, here it is not on it. It's not shown here.
Can you press?
Yeah, yes. Yeah. See. And put mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love in brackets. Showing that if we read this on the top here, we do not know if the infinite alone refers to the 17 other terms. We don't know. In an ordinary language, this would not be very clear if only the infinite would refer to this. But if you put it into brackets, as you would do it in mathematics, it shows very clearly that the incorporeal is the whole of the 17 on the term. That the incorporeal has all the 17 on the term. That the divine has to do with the 17 on the term. Yeah. And that the supreme of Christianity has to do with the whole. And that science has to do with all of the 17. So in this way, we begin to realize first that the operational, which we said indicates, is an operational where every phase of the four sides has to do with all the seven. Well, these are all things you know. I know. I'm just repeating and I'm just developing my thoughts and the line of it. But when one comes again, I said, to science, then you come really to the candlestick, or perhaps if Moses would have lived today, he may have put it into a circle or something like this, in order to show the infinite prism, the infinite inclusiveness, the infinite beingness of science. Here, the operational is still a linear way, see, as we had it here. As a linear way, the world, the Christ as a linear way, Christianity as a linear way, but science takes them all into an exponential concept. By the way, do you know what exponential means? I so often use the term exponential. You know, then I will show you that quickly. Can you read over here? Yeah. See, if you have a 2, normally 2, and you always have an additive sense, and not an exponential sense, but additive, you have 2, 4, 6, always 2 more. That's an additive sense. That's a linear sense. It's a linear reason. 2 and 2 and 2 and 2. But if you have an exponential sense of a thing, you have a 2. Sorry?
It's not quite correct.
Oh, sorry. I've always been in the exponential. Thank you. Here I have also 4. Up to now you have no difference. You see? But the moment you have 8 and 5, 16, 32, 64, 128. Here it would be 40. Now, can you see already if you have a linear way, so that we have the horizontal, you never get anywhere really. Take an awful lot of things, to get the linear way of things. And so, really, graphically, it is just this. See, just rising a little bit. But if you have an exponential sense, where the 2 is always multiplied by the 2. 2, 4, double, 8, double, 16, double, 7. Already after the 6th, after the 7th step, you have a difference from 14 to 128. Graphically shown, an exponential curve goes at the beginning the same and then goes up here. See? This is exponential. An exponential way. Now, today, everybody in all the sciences talks that understanding that we must have an exponential understanding, an exponential consciousness, and not a linear consciousness. But how on earth can we get, where shall we get it? You see, the difference of it. The difference of it is that you get that the exponential gets into the vertical, into the wholeness. Therefore, if our consciousness goes out from the wholeness, it goes from the additive sense, then our consciousness has that exponential drive. It may at the beginning have some difficulties getting along, obviously, but more and more as we get accustomed to the exponential, to the wholeness sense, to the integrated sense of being, its impact on human life is that it is exponential and no more linear. It goes from the horizontal to the vertical. And that is what I think, you see, is shown here, you see, that the moment it comes to the science order, you see, it's no more order, it's no more sequence, let's say sequence, you see, but it is structure. And for the first time, we touch structure, indeed, in our development. Here, it is no more a sequence.